We are going to go on to the eviction ban, which is another contentious issue. Adam, will you run us through the various iterations of debates on the proposed, or the attempts to stop the eviction ban being lifted that we've had so far?
So we've had a Sinn Féin motion, Colin, for the ban to be extended. We've had the Labour Party calling during leaders' questions and in press releases calling for the ban to be extended, and then we had a mixed party. People for Profit today had a bill calling for a 12-month extension, but also to harden up the ban as well, so that it would stop more evictions, basically. And that's kind of what happened today. There was a defence from the Housing Minister, and then there was kind of this embarrassing situation for the government where People Before Profit's bill has actually passed because they forgot to oppose it. So the minister had come in and defended his position on it, and defended why they weren't going to support the People Before Profit bill. And then usually at the end of that debate, he left the chamber, and his junior minister, Kieran O'Donnell, was there to finish out the proceedings. And usually what happens there, the Ceann Comhairle says, is this going to go ahead, and the opposition vote, and then someone from the government side should say oppose, and then a vote could be called. But Kieran O'Donnell seems to have, despite being in the chamber, forgotten to oppose this, and so it was passed. And he did, I felt for him today, because he was kind of pleading with the Ceann Comhairle, can we please go back, and they're making a rookie's error here, because he is a new minister, and the Ceann Comhairle couldn't do anything about it, and so it has passed to the next stage.
Right. Mick Barry, having excoriated people for getting support from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael before, there you are, in an alliance, an unwitting alliance with Fine Gael. Resign.
Unfortunately, the government, having messed up and allowed the bill pass the second stage today, will vote it down.
All right.
At a later stage, and open the door to a tsunami of evictions, potentially, come April. I mean, the evictions are still happening, but they have been held back in significant measure by the ban. And when that is lifted at the end of March, what is going to happen? Are we going to see a huge amount of evictions in a very short period of time? I think that is the fear.
The centrepiece measure of your motion as opposed to the others was what?
We were saying that the bill should be extended for 12 months, and we were saying that the bill should be tightened up as well, because the number of people who were in emergency accommodation when the winter ban came in was about 11,300. It's now heading for 11,700. So despite the fact that there's been an eviction ban in place, the numbers in emergency accommodation have continued to rise. The Taoiseach made the point that maybe one of the reasons for not keeping the ban is that it hasn't kept the numbers in emergency accommodation down. That is really skewed logic, because if it's gone up while the ban has been in place, what the hell is going to happen when they lift it in March?
All right. Mark Wall, your party supports a maintenance of the eviction ban.
Yeah, we surely do, Colin. We had a motion down last week in the Dáil about this, and we asked that the eviction ban would be extended to the end of the year, along with a number of other issues, including the tenant in situ scheme that the government are pushing at the moment, and then obviously tackling the vacant properties as well. But like as Mick has said, there's a serious worry in the opposition of what's going to happen here in March if this eviction ban is lifted. The government, or the Taoiseach, in response to Ivana Bacci, told them that the government want another couple of weeks to decide what they're going to do. But for those in this situation, they can't wait. They need certainty, and that's what they're asking for here. And it's something that we as public representatives get day in, day out. It's the biggest issue, I say, most of us around this table deal with on a daily basis, is housing. And the government needs certainty to come out and give that certainty to those people that are there at the moment and need to extend this eviction ban till the end of the year at least.
All right. Lisa Chambers, put on your legal hat as well as your public representative hat there as well. It is possible to extend it, isn't it?
It is possible. So what the government are trying to balance is obviously people's property rights, but very, very importantly, they're trying to not take a decision that would impact negatively on the rental sector in terms of landlords selling properties and getting out, which has been happening. And we know this from figures that we've been over the last number of years. I think since 2016, we've lost about 10% of rental properties out of the market. So landlords are selling up, and being a landlord isn't a bad thing. It's not bad to be a landlord. but sometimes they can be vilified to a certain extent in some quarters. So the government is doing a deep review of the rental sector, and really what the minister wants to try and avoid is taking a decision that would result in having fewer rental properties in the market. So it's just trying to find that right balance.
Right. What's your own preference?
There isn't going to be a cliff edge in March, despite what Mick has said. It is graduated up until the end of June, so it's not as though all evictions happen at once, if there was to be some. But I think it would be good to give some degree of certainty in terms of extending it for a period. I'm not sure a blanket extension for 12 months is the way to go, but I do think the minister is minded to do something on it. But as I said, they will wait and take proper advice and make sure that whatever decision they do take doesn't make things worse. That's the main concern, really.
Right. Adam Higgins?
There was a Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting this evening, and from what I hear, a number of the TDs within the party spoke in favour of keeping the ban as it is now and ending it in that phased manner after March, because of some of the arguments that Lisa has just made around landlords. The minister said today that he'll bring proposals to cabinet. He's taken advice from the Attorney General. He'll bring those proposals to cabinet within the next week or two. And I think that timeline could be very tricky for the government, because as Mick mentioned, the homeless numbers are now at a record high. We're going to get last month's homeless numbers within the next week. Mm-hmm. So we could be in a situation where there could be record-breaking homeless numbers again, and the government are unwinding an eviction ban at the same time.
All right. Mick Barry, where does this go from here then? If you don't hear that there's going to be an extension to the eviction ban, what's left?
Well, what I think we need in this country is we need a housing protest campaign on the same kind of scale that we had with the anti-water charges campaign a number of years ago. Ultimately, if we leave this in the hands of the government and the landlords, the housing crisis is going from bad to worse, and we need a people power response on this issue. I think that is something that needs to be put on the agenda and discussed now.
All right. Well, we're going to have a look at a report with quite shocking findings that came out earlier today, that rates of suicide in the traveller community are 6 times higher than in the settled community in one area of Dublin South and Southwest Dublin. And we're going to be talking to somebody for analysis on that after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.